Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the Executive Director of Engage New Mexico, Frank René Lopez. He has over 20 years' experience working with nonprofit and community organizations, and he is also an experienced attorney and former educator. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Emily, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your educational background, and what your passion for working with nonprofits are.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from El Paso, and from there I went to UT Austin, obtained my undergraduate degree there. And so I lived in Austin about 6 years, came back for a little bit, and then went to law school at UC Berkeley. And so I lived there and practiced law in San Francisco for about 6 years.
Why were you interested in law? What was that interest there?
Well, what's interesting is when I graduated from college, I guess I went through one of those periods of just not really being sure what would make me happy in life. And I volunteered at a halfway house of runaway and abused children. And that was an experience that just had a tremendous impact on my life. Because at the halfway house, I saw a child almost commit suicide. I saw some really ugly situations with regards to sexual abuse, alcoholism. I mean, a lot of these kids were just going through some really, really serious things. And it was so impactful for me, though. And I was just a volunteer, you know, and basically I would help the counselors with whatever they needed. But as a volunteer, and all the many tasks that they asked me to do really affected my life. I mean, when I saw these children go through things, and I have a tough background. I mean, even where I grew up was...
El Chuco's not
tough. Yeah, that's right. And then, I grew up in the South Central, so there was my share of gangs and, you know, problems and things. And my father was a tough guy as well.
In what way?
Well, I mean, I guess he did his share of drinking as well. And you know, he was just a typical macho Mexicano kind of guy. And so, and he also didn't have, when he thought about it, about the kids, especially the boys, he wanted us to work right after school. So going to college was a little challenge. But I did, and when I graduated from school and volunteering at this halfway house of runaway and abused children, it did something to me. You know, it really made me see there's so much more to the world than even my neighborhood back home. I mean, there's so much more to the world as far as what's happening with people's lives, and in this particular case, with children. And going back to your question, you know, why law school? Well, I thought for a minute I wanted to either be a social worker, and that's why I volunteered there, or a lawyer, or a teacher. And so over time, I've done a little bit of all of them, you know. And so in law school, when I did choose to go to law school, was ultimately to do community work. And that's what I've done over the years. And I've really feel like I've, you know, I love what I've done.
So your field in law and your studies were in community work?
Well, you know, I was a transactional lawyer, but I have an expertise in nonprofit law. So I've done a lot of work in helping organizations with their tax-exempt status and even some of their tax issues, the legal governance and all of that type of thing. But even beyond that, and this goes even beyond being a lawyer, a whole lot of strategic planning and leadership development. So I've done a lot of that type of work with nonprofits and with community organizations.
So then that brings us to, what is Engage New Mexico?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Engage is, of course, a nonprofit organization here in Doñana County. It's 501c3. Our mission is to serve as a catalyst for the well-being of all people in southern New Mexico. But our focus is Doñana County, so it's here. And our primary focus is education.
You've been around for a while, though, but as a different name, right?
Yeah, well, actually, the organization was established in 2009 under the name Institute for Community Engagement. And, you know, it's done a number of things. You know, one of the things that it did in its early days, and it still does some of this work, it's called VDAC, Vision Doñana County. It's like a leadership networking development program. It's brought together a lot of elected officials and community leaders to talk about the vision for the county. It's like, what would be, how do we imagine Doñana County to be?
So, and how is that?
Well, you know, they've had two cohorts of people that have come together and have had a number of sessions each year. And each session is a little different. For example, one session was on race, you know, so it was a discussion on race, you know, and how do I perceive racism and how am I with regards to race relations? So that's one of the sessions that I attended, and it was just really fruitful, engaging. So this was right when I first joined Engage.
Well, engage is not spelled as you would think.
Right.
It starts with an N, N-G-A-G-E.
Yes.
And your website, N-G-A-G-E-N-M.org. And from there, we can find out who's on the board. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who's on the board and also what Engage has done?
Sure. So let's see. On our board, we have Monica Torres. She's a professor at NMSU and currently the vice president at the community college. Absolutely wonderful person and is the chair or the president of the board. We also have Ernie Flores. He's a local doctor in town. Jane Ash, a former educator and an absolutely wonderful community-oriented person and great facilitators, helped us with so many activities. Martina Filerio, and she's more from the Anthony area and has a strong business background, is our treasurer. And we recently recruited Roberto Lozano, and he's also an educator here in town. He's a vice principal.
Now, there's a few activities that are coming up, community activities that you're sponsoring. Can you tell us a little bit about some of them?
I'll tell you one that we had not too long ago and one that's coming. One that we had was on March 1st. It was a community convening. We brought together parents, teachers, educators, students, elected officials to talk about education in Doñana County. You know, not only was it a very powerful gathering, if you will, something like 100 people attended. It was at Peace Lutheran Church. But it was a powerful session because we talked about education in terms of what do we want for our children? What do we want for our youth here in this community? And the focus was not what's gone wrong or where are we lacking, but it's like, what's our dream? What is it that we would really like? There's a number of groups that came from that convening, a youth engagement group, a parent engagement group, an early childhood education group. And so what we saw developing are work groups, if you will, on how do we change or how do we impact education throughout the whole county so that it's at just a higher level of success. So that was a major event that we had. So a few events that are on the way is a youth engagement conference. And this was an event that's really been coordinated not only with Engage New Mexico, but with also Ocotillo Institute for Social Justice. And the idea is to bring students together. And there's a little bit of empowerment behind this conference. But the title of the conference is, the acronym is FUN, and it stands for Unity Now. And really, a lot of the planners were youth, young people, students. There's a number of college students involved, young teachers involved. But the heart of this, of the conference, is basically designed by students, for students, and injecting arts so that it's really not only a great conference for learning and empowerment, but it's also fun at the same time.
Talking about art, a lot of art classes have been removed from the education system.
Right.
And can you tell us a little bit about how you're injecting this art and how it's bringing interest to students?
You know, that's a great question, Emily. There's a number of people that are involved with Engage who value education from so many different perspectives that it goes beyond just reading and math. And studies also show that if you really want to get students excited about learning, that you have to go beyond that. So you still include, I mean, math is important, clearly. Reading is important, clearly. But there are so many things that you can do in education to inspire and to encourage kids to develop their curiosity. And lots of times, art and music plays a big role. That's a big part of this conference. It's exciting.
So the public schools have removed it, but a lot of the charter schools still have that or have been based on it, like Alma de Arte Charter School.
Yeah. And actually, Irene Oliver from Alma de Arte is one of the individuals that's coordinating the conference. So it's really exciting to have her on board because her mind is not only in terms of learning, but her mind is creative, and she injects that inspiration and wonder with all the work that she does. And that's part of the conference. So there's some really exciting activities scheduled.
A lot of members from the community of different walks of life.
Yes, absolutely. Part of the conference, this is kind of an interesting thing, is elected officials are going to join the youth on the second day, and they're not going to tell the students who they are. So they're going to just kind of come in. Some adults are going to come in, unbeknownst to the students that they're elected officials. So, and they're going to join the kids in discussion tables. So it'll be kind of a fascinating little experience for everyone who observes that. And then afterwards, they'll find out who was there.
How long did it take to put this together and to recruit the students or to have them register? Are they from different schools throughout the city?
Well, we tried to bring in kids from throughout the county. So it's not just Las Cruces. So Anthony, Chaparral, Hatch. The students who involved in the planning were primarily from Las Cruces, but the goal is to bring kids from the whole area.
And what is the final goal, the result that you anticipate to receive from that?
Well, and you know, and I've got to tell you, because I wasn't one of the main planners, there's so much that goes into it, and the kids were really at the heart of it. But one of the big things, one of the objectives that we want is for kids to rise to another level of what they believe can be for their community. And it's to get more and more youth engaged in education. And so from our perspective, from Engage's perspective, we want to learn as much as we can from youth, you know, because when it comes to how do we impact education, it's not just an adult that makes that decision. We really do have to learn. What do young people have to say about it?
They're our future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there another event that's coming up?
And other events that we're working on, and I'm not so sure I would call them events, but it's sort of like part of a program. We're investing a lot of time on parent engagement, because if there's one component when it comes to education, it's getting more parents involved in their own child's education and getting more parents involved in the school systems. So it's not just something that we can say that education is just students or just teachers. Really, there's, again, lots of people that really have the potential of having tremendous impact. So one of the programs that we're working on has to do with parent engagement. And we're focusing, we're putting a lot of time into the Spanish-speaking low-income community. And so we're reaching out to parents. In fact, we've done some surveys, but we're reaching out to parents, inviting them to a parent forum so they can learn a little bit more about the impact parents have on their children, especially in the early years. And once they attend that forum, then there's workshops that follow. For example, there's one workshop on specifically on reading with your child 20 minutes a day. And then there's another workshop on how do you help your child really get ready for college. Some people think that when it comes to getting ready for college begins in high school, but it really begins right when the child is a baby still. And the idea of reading with your child 20 minutes a day is huge. I mean, so many people don't realize how big it is. I have a 17-year-old daughter now, and I've always believed that I was an engaged parent. I cared about her. I cared about her education. I read to her. I was involved with school. I mean, I did a whole lot of things with the school and my daughter. But this last year, I realized, wow, there is so much that a parent can do for the child. And something else that for me is just really tremendous is the brain develops more, it grows, and it develops the most from age 0 to age 3. And so as parents, if we don't do something with that development, we're losing an opportunity that we may never get back. And so the idea of parent engagement and really just raising the awareness of what a parent can do with their child is tremendous. And even little things like interaction, like the interaction that a mom or a dad has with the baby, even before they talk, is significant because that gets the learning process going and the use of words and not just like assuming that the child can't understand, but actually wanting to communicate with the baby. I mean, there's so much that happens in that 0 to 3 and really 0 to 5 period that a parent can have a tremendous amount of impact. There's an organization in town called Children's Reading Foundation, and I've learned a lot from those folks. Just really good people, excellent program, and they're doing really, really good work. We're partnering with them, and specifically this idea of reading with your child 20 minutes a day really comes from them. But, I mean, it's a concept that's, you know, it's around, but it's really significant. The idea of not only would that impact the child when they get to school, but the idea of reading with your child. So it's not just reading to your child, reading with your child. So there's some interaction with the child. And when the child starts to be able to read, that the child reads as well. So it's not just the parent reading, but it's the child reading too. But that little motion, that interaction with parent and child is so significant and most of us. And I've got to look back in my own experience with my daughters, like, wow, I didn't read to her nearly enough. And so I imagine those parents who don't even think about these things, you know, it's a tremendous value that we give to our children if we seize that moment.
So early childhood education is so important.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, that March 1st convening that I mentioned earlier, one of the groups that came out of that was early childhood education, right? And so part of our role is to facilitate and bring people together and bring together sort of this collective action on education. So one small group is early childhood education. And we're doing a number of things, but one piece is the development of a countywide early childhood education plan. And this is exciting. I mean, we're right now setting the stage for a convening of people that are in the world of early childhood education. But what is so significant is when we take into consideration the number of children that attend Head Start here in Doñana County is pretty small. I mean, it's insignificant almost. And so the education that kids have from age 0 to 5 in Doñana County, there's really hardly any formal education at all.
Well, hasn't Head Start been around for many, many years?
They have, but they don't serve. I mean, they're restricted as to the number of kids they have, and they have other guidelines. So they can't provide Head Start education for all children. And it's primarily like 4 and 5-year-olds. So what we're talking about is really age 0 to 5. And what can we do as a community, as a society here, to take care of this population that is so critical in all of education? If we were to do something significant in the early childhood education arena from ages 0 to 5, Doñana County would be in a different place. Because if you think about it, our high school graduation rate here in Doñana County is about, 70%, something like that. But high school depends on middle school, and middle school depends on elementary school, and elementary school really depends on what happens before they got to school. So one thing that I find so fascinating in the dialogue that's happening is lots of times people want to blame a failed education system on someone, like, let's say, teachers or whoever. But in reality, there's so much that has to happen even before the child gets to school that it's an unfair statement. So the narrative that we want to share with the world that I think is so important is that education is a shared responsibility, and that everyone really has part responsibility in education for all our children. So that includes businesses and faith-based community and the university, so it goes way beyond teachers and parents. But back to the early childhood education, though, it's exciting because we're in the process right now of planning a convening for early childhood education and bring in folks on what can we do, even without funding at this moment in time, even without funding, what is it that we should look for? What is it that we should aspire for? So that at one point, when funding does come through, we would be ready.
And so many parents have to work. They have to have 2 jobs. Both parents work. What do you do in that situation?
Well, I think that's something that's, there's a circle, right? I mean, you can say it's a vicious cycle, that if a parent doesn't have a job, it causes problems with how they raise their children. They're not present for their children, right? But sometimes the reason they don't have the job is because we don't have the right workforce, So it's a vicious cycle, right? And so as a community, if we were to invest some money and invest some time in early childhood education, that would be the building block, not only of an improved education system, but it would also be the building block of a stronger economy, local economy, and a stronger workforce. So there's lots of reasons to invest time and money in early childhood education.
The importance of education, that's the key thing for this, for all our nation, for all our world. No,
absolutely, that's right. Well, and just maybe a few final thoughts. The work that we're doing in Engage is bringing together people, including parents and teachers and students and the faith-based community and elected officials. We held a convening on March 1st, but we plan to have more convenings throughout the next year and a half. And some of the work groups that are developing include early childhood education, teachers, youth engagement, parent engagement, and we're developing a special website specifically on this education project that lists the different groups. So that's in the works, but it's coming.
And so how do people contact you? Do they contact their own community organizations, or do they come directly to you?
Because we're connecting with so many different groups, It would be good for them to call us directly. So our number is 521-1957, or to check out our website, which is engage with an N, engagenm.org.
We really appreciate you coming out and talking to us.
Thank you so much, Emily. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. Executive Director of Engage New Mexico, Frank René Lopez. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.